Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 77. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 50. High of 80 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 66.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senators Chuck Grassley and Sherrod Brown introducing legislation this week to prevent foreign individuals from obtaining credit and financial services through the Farm Credit System. The Iowa Republican and Ohio Democrat contend that currently certain foreign individuals and entities are eligible to receive credit through the government-sponsored enterprise. Grassley says the expansion of foreign-owned farmland is a justified concern among many family farmers and ranchers, and Brown said American taxpayer dollars should not be used as a financing tool for foreign governments to undermine the national security and take family farms. The FCS was established in 1916 to provide credit to rural areas when commercial lenders were avoiding farm loans. It's mandated and limited by statute to serve agriculture. In 2021, FCS had a portfolio of roughly $210 billion in farm loans. Since 1997, regulations have allowed the FCS associations to extend credit to certain foreign nationals who are not permanent residents of the U.S. and to foreign-owned entities. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow addressed the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health yesterday. Michigan Democrat part of the panel with U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Stabenow said, as long as we have hunger and food insecurity in America, we have to work to do. As chairman, she's confident the strong anti-hunger nutrition framework they built can help tackle it. In conjunction with that White House conference, Stabenow released a fact sheet detailing the committee's recent work on anti-hunger and nutrition issues, including a 21% increase in SNAP benefits. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 20-year-old Shawnee man was seriously injured Wednesday afternoon in a single-vehicle crash along K-10 Highway in Johnson County, authorities said. The crash was reported around 4 p.m. Wednesday on K-10 Highway. The location was about 3 miles southeast of DeSoto. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix was westbound on K-10 when the driver lost control and went off the road to the right or north side of the highway. The car overturned on its way into the ditch. The patrol said the driver, Dylan M. Dossett, was transported to Overland Park Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol is reminding motorists that they aren't the only ones using the roads and highways. A variety of farm vehicles, such as trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements, will be on the road more frequently as the fall harvest approaches. The KHP is reminding motorists to use caution, have patience, and share the road this year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A 32-year-old math teacher at Shawnee Mission North was arrested Wednesday and faces multiple counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Alexander David Morris was arrested Wednesday and faces five counts of sexual exploitation of a child. That's according to court records in Johnson County. Wednesday night, the school board voted unanimously on what is called a resolution for notice of intent to terminate. Morris is currently being held on a $150,000 bond. A teen suffered serious injuries Wednesday night when the pickup truck he was driving crashed and rolled along a Norton County road in northwest Kansas, authorities said. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2007 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 was traveling south on County Road W-2 when the driver lost control of the vehicle, which left the roadway and entered the east ditch where it rolled multiple times. The driver, Dylan D. Jones, 16 of Norton, was transported to Norton County Hospital with serious injuries. The patrol said Jones wasn't wearing a seatbelt. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Two people from Lincoln were killed in a crash in Morrell County Tuesday afternoon. Just after 12 p.m. Mountain Time, a Subaru Forester was westbound on Link 62A in Morrell County. According to the Nebraska State Patrol, the Forester passed a westbound truck-tractor semi-trailer and then was attempting to make a left turn. The semi was unable to stop and struck the rear of the Forester. The two occupants of the Forester, identified as Joyce Gleisman, 74, and William Gleisman, 75, both of Lincoln, passed away as a result of the crash. A 52-year-old Howells man was arrested Tuesday after Stanton County authorities executed a search warrant Tuesday afternoon. According to Stanton County, Nebraska Sheriff Mike Unger, his office performed the search at a residence, eventually arresting 52-year-old Terry Schultz at his home. Schultz, who had previously been convicted of a felony charge of being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm, was reportedly in possession of a gun and ammunition. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Morning, this is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run of cattle. We'll have around 800 head this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week, we're going to have a complete herd dispersal. There'll be about 35 head of bred cows and pairs and about 10 bred heifers coming from all the same location because of the water shortage. And then we're also going to have a group of 60 black steers that have been weaned about 50 days with a round of shots. They'll be weighing 6 to 7, and we'll have another group of about 20 head of mixed steers and heifers that have had a round of shots weighing 6 to 7. If you want to see a full list of all of our consignments, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County authorities recently reached out to the Kansas Department of Transportation Salina District Office requesting remedial action at the U.S. 36 K-148 Junction, the Pony Express Junction 3 miles south of Hanover. A recent fatality accident, as well as numerous vehicle and fatality accidents at that location throughout the years, prompted the call for consideration of traffic control equipment and follow-up studies as necessary. KDOT replied they would not be adding rumble strips, but would be increasing the size of a stop sign and trying to make the signage more apparent. A groundbreaking ceremony is planned in Beatrice this Friday morning for a new pre-K through 5th grade elementary school. The 10 a.m. event is open to the public and planned at a school site on the west side of Lincoln and 30th Streets intersection. A two-year timeline for construction would allow opening for students in the fall of 2024. Officials highlight modernizing safety and security, creating an environment where students can be served equally, and improved efficiency with personnel, energy, and special services. Voters denied a bond issue for a consolidated elementary facility previously. The Beatrice School Board opted then to use capital outlay funds toward construction. A tractor was destroyed in a fire Tuesday afternoon near Leonardville. Riley County authorities responded around 1:30 near Fairview Church Road and Walnut Creek, where a silage chopper was engulfed in flames. No injuries reported. The equipment was totaled. Hanover Homecoming is Friday. Queen candidates are Macy Holly, Kendall Bruna, Adria Hoyer, and Carly Ruprecht. King candidates Joshua Zarbenicki, Gabe White, Tregan Groff, and Chase Bruna. The annual Powder Puff game is Thursday night at 7:30, and a bonfire will follow. Parade Friday planned at 2:30. Hanover will host Donovan West Friday with crowning at 6:30 before the game. Waterville Autumn Flannel Fest is Saturday. Street golf registration at 2:30, and it begins at 3, along with children's activities 3 until 6, including a cornhole tournament for 4th through 6th graders. $1 donation votes for the Business Scarecrow Contest open at 3, with a beer garden and then a pulled pork meal at the Waterville Community Center beginning at 6:30 with free will donation this Saturday. Marysville City Council meeting Monday revisited the moratorium on placement of intermodal storage containers within city limits. The matter had been discussed multiple times in the past. The last recommendation of the Planning Commission was continuing the moratorium that remains in place. Councilman Kevin Throm urged consideration on a case-by-case basis, and Parker Price made comment that appropriately placed and finished, these could be acceptable. A back-and-forth continued as to how to best proceed. The matter will be sent back to Planning and Zoning with a suggestion that by January an ordinance to allow storage containers on some basis be drafted with further specifics as to placement and finish, and then bring an update recommendation back to Council. Mayor Jason Barnes reported meeting with county commissioners requesting consideration of mutual support for improvements for 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Some of these are along the east city limits. It appeared no immediate remedy was available, and Barnes indicated conversations should continue. City Attorney John McNish brought forward the option of increasing city court costs, earmarked toward a fund that could pay for smaller projects appropriate for safety and etc. No decision was made. An ordinance on revising marijuana possession penalties to be more consistent with state guidelines passed unanimously. The ordinance changes from a misdemeanor A to a misdemeanor B. And McNish outlined how buyout lots in the floodplain were restricted as to use and building. He noted this was federal law and did allow a process to take the matter to elected federal representatives who could suggest change.
Richard Rick Johnson, age 89, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 11 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Rick Johnson.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. Yay! It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay sunny and dry throughout the region, and temperatures will stay slightly warmer. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 70s. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 70s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s. Even warmer throughout the region on Friday. More sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 90s. And staying clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Temperatures staying warmer throughout the weekend before slowly cooling down throughout early next week. On Saturday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and upper 80s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 50s. Starting to cool down slightly throughout the day on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And mostly clear over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And temperatures cooling on Monday as the jet stream starts to move further south. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 77. Record high on this date, 95. The average low, 52, and the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 7:14. Sunrise in the morning, 7:21.
Quinoa, spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A, is one of the hottest food trends to come along in recent years. We take a closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. Actress Madeline Kahn was born on this day, and General Motors introduced the Chevy Camaro in 1966. Maybe you've recently noticed, as we have, that a grain called quinoa is being added to everything from bagels and oatmeal to meatloaf and chili. Gluten-free and high in protein, quinoa is native to the cool mountainous regions of South America. But the rapidly expanding market in the U.S. means the race is on to find suitable growing conditions closer to home. Right now, most of the experimental activity is happening in New England, and that makes sense because quinoa is closely related to one of the Northeast's most persistent weeds, lamb's quarters. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The NFL is waiting to see what happens with Hurricane Ian to determine if Sunday night's Chiefs-Buccaneers game will be relocated. While fans still don't know where the game will kick off, we do know where it will be played if the NFL moves the games from Tampa Bay due to Hurricane Ian. WDAF Fox 4 in Kansas City confirmed with the NFL if the game needs to be moved, it will be played in Minneapolis, Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium. The stadium is the home of the Minnesota Vikings, but the team is playing the New Orleans Saints in London Sunday morning. The NFL said it could make the decision to move the game as late as Friday and still have the stadium and teams ready to play in Minnesota Sunday night. The University of Kansas says super senior Sam Burt has been dubbed a semifinalist for the 2022 William B. Campbell Trophy, college football's premier scholar-athlete award. Burt is one of 156 finalists. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
Much more. We make it easy.
If you're looking looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Big 12 Conference has announced kickoff times for October 8th games. Kansas is at home taking on TCU. That game will begin at 11 o'clock, and it'll be shown on Fox Sports 1. K-State travels to Iowa State for an evening game. That'll begin at 6:30 and will be televised on ESPNU. Texas and OU will play at 11 a.m. The game will be seen on ABC, and Oklahoma State will host Texas Tech at 2:30. Longtime big league catcher and manager John Wathan announced on Wednesday that he will retire after this season, ending a career in professional baseball that included 47 of 51 years spent with the Royals. Nicknamed Duke Wathan, he was a first-round pick of the Royals in 1971 and eventually spent 10 seasons behind the plate for them. Wathan went into coaching and managed the Royals from 1987 into the 1991 season, before spending part of the 1992 season managing the Angels. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday football action, Marysville at Rock Creek, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort kicks off at Lynn, live on FM 95.5. 6 o'clock, K-Prep's pregame, 6:30, Coach's Corner Roundup. 7 o'clock kickoffs on air, online, and on our mobile apps.
Consider neighboring plants when adding spring-blooming bulbs to your garden in fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Shade-tolerant daffodils combine nicely with hostas, Virginia bluebells, and other shade-tolerant plants. The emerging hosta leaves help mask the daffodil foliage and fading leaves of the bluebells. Or mix them with daylilies whose foliage mimics the daffodils. Grow fall blooming colchicums, often called autumn crocus, in ground covers and low-growing perennials. The colchicum leaves appear in spring for about 8 weeks, then die. The leafless flowers sprout in early fall, providing a second flush of color to that part of the garden. Select colors that echo the surrounding spring-blooming trees and shrubs. Mix the big, bold flowers of alliums with fine-textured plants like Willow Amsonia and Threadleaf Coreopsis. The possibilities are endless. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some towns take the name of a state. That is the case of Louisiana, Missouri. It is an early Mississippi River town that flourished here on the banks of that day's major highway. It still has quite a story to share, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here along the Mississippi River in northern Missouri, you'll find one of the state's oldest settlements.
The first white settlers are thought to have arrived around 1790. That's not for certain, but that's what some of the history books say.
Bill Engle shares the story from Louisiana, Missouri.
Then came Stark Brothers Nurseries in 1816, founded by James Stark, who came with a couple of apple trees and planted here in this great land of the Golden Hills, the Indians called it.
But an actual town was yet to be formed. The Stark Brothers Nursery and increasing commerce on the river eventually gave root to a place that remains today.
Louisiana came along in 1818, so Stark Brothers predates Louisiana. Then Pike County came along after that, and then the state of Missouri. So everything that's here now in Pike County came before the state of Missouri did in 1821.
The city of Hannibal, just up the river to the north, received plenty of attention as the boyhood home of author Mark Twain. Yet much of the history here in Louisiana predates the happenings upriver. This town has worked hard to preserve many of the gems that date back to the early days of Louisiana, Missouri.
A lot of Mesker homes and a lot of older buildings, a lot of wonderful mansions, the antebellum type of structures. And it's just great to see that we have regular tours by another historian here in town who is very adamant about keeping this history alive.
Today, the town has just over 3,000 residents. It has many great places to see and explore. Traveling the Countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Pearl Real Estate will be selling 151 acres of Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m., auction held at the Landall Lane Conference Center in Marysville. Land located east of Beatty, offering 140 acres of terraced crop ground with bonus income from wind tower and electrical line payments. Go to pearlrealestate.org to view easement agreement. Sale for the Sweeney Family Trust will be October 15th, 10 a.m. for 151 acres of crop-rich Marshall County farm ground with wind tower income. Auction conducted by Pearl Real Estate, St. Mary's, Mike Pearl Broker, Dennis Recheck Auctioneer.
If you're a woodworker, try using lumber cut from your woodlot. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It takes time and patience to dry the wood, but the end result will be an heirloom as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Many woodworkers like to use wood they've cut down on their farm. The drying process is important because when wood releases moisture, it can change shape. And you don't want that to happen after the project is finished. Lucas Peters is the digital content manager at Wood Magazine. He says the first step in drying wood is to seal the ends of the boards.
If you haven't already done this with the logs, and even if you have, paint the ends of the boards with latex paint. Give it a good coating. The ends are where the moisture escapes more quickly, and they'll split and check with the uneven drying. So sealing the ends slows down the drying for the ends.
Start the air drying process outdoors where the wind can blow through the stack. Don't put the wood in constant sunlight or the boards might dry too fast and crack. Create a level bed of cinder blocks, add some runners to it, then cross the runners with 4x4 posts. Stack your first layer of wood on top of the posts.
Then you'll want to use inch square, what we call stickers. That's 1 inch by 1 inch pieces of wood. Place those about 2 feet on center on your first layer, then stack your next layer and continue doing that, keeping your stickers right in line. For your top layer, then add another layer of stickers, sheet of plywood, and weight it down with some more cinder blocks. And that's going to keep everything out of the rain and weighted down.
Once it's been outside for a few months, you can bring the wood inside, stacking it the same way. The general rule of thumb for air drying time is 1 year per inch of thickness. You'll have to check the wood periodically for mold and splitting. Use a moisture meter to assess how well it's drying, and when the moisture level has reduced to 10 to 15%, it's ready. Find more tips for drying wood at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
for one like me. And there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus, is in this very room. In this very room, in this very room, there's quite enough love for all of us. And in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Jesus, Lord Jesus, quite enough joy for all the world, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power to chase away any gloom. For Jesus, Lord Jesus,
Sunday football in our house. It's especially fun because between my husband, kids, and I, we root for multiple teams. You know, the friendly banter is one of the things I love most. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, supporting opposing football teams is fun, but it's not fun to be on a different page than your spouse when it comes to money. Being aligned with your spouse on finances, how much you're spending, saving, how you approach debt, and how you think about retirement will help ensure you're both in agreement for what's coming in and what's going out. And whether you're just starting out in your marriage or you've been married for years, it's important to have frequent conversations about money. As you grow together, your needs and goals may change, and having a plan for each stage of life in the near term and the longer term will help you live more purposefully. So whether your favorite football team wins or loses, you can rest assured knowing you and your spouse are winning because you're having ongoing money conversations. And that'll help you live a life with more meaning and gratitude.
Why burning crop residue is a counterproductive idea. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. For generations, farmers in eastern Arkansas and in other parts of the country have burned off crop residues to enhance weed control and prep the seedbed for planting. But Chris Bry, a soils professor for the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture, has long researched this practice.
Burning crop residue, although there are benefits, we're exporting lots of nutrients that, frankly, are better recycled right back to the soil from which they were extracted.
Bry says burning residue emits greenhouse gases and destroys soil nutrients.
If we retain crop residues, we're going to have this cascade, this snowball effect of benefits that will help the field, the agroecosystem itself in so many other ways. And we can still farm at a high level and produce not just average, but even above average yield.
Bry's study shows it's time to break the cycle.
We're at sort of a crossroads in agriculture. There's lots of buzzwords. It's climate change, it's sustainability, it's soil health. And these are some of the things that I've been doing literally for 20 years, and now the benefits are starting to be spread around to the people that can really make the difference.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
I'm Jeff Aiken.
Fall is the perfect time for growers to start putting together a soil fertility plan. Mark Hertz, technical specialist for CHS Agronomy, says phosphorus is a vital nutrient for plant health.
There's a basic metabolic function in all plants. It's called ATP, and that's just the storage and transfer of energy. So this involves photosynthesis, respiration, cell division, cell multiplication, fruit development, and all sorts of function. Those are the most important ones. And what this means is if that's functioning properly, these plants are going to handle stresses, especially drought stress, better than if those aren't operating correctly.
Phosphorus is highly mobile, so he offers advice for growers who need to replenish their phosphorus levels.
Start with a soil test and establish a sufficiency range that you want your soils to be in a part per million basis. So if you are below that sufficiency, you need to build that soil. And roughly it takes about 10 pounds of phosphorus to increase a soil test by one part per million. Phosphorus is highly mobile in the plant, and most of it gets redistributed to the grain. About 80% of the phosphorus that a plant takes up winds up in the grain. So once I get the soils right, on a year-to-year basis, I like to go off removals and replenish what got hauled off the field in the grain. And I'll give a few examples here. If you have 175 bushel corn, you've removed approximately 68 pounds of phosphorus. 60 bushel soybeans would be about 50 to 51 pounds of phosphorus.
Hertz continues.
You've got positively charged ions and negatively charged ions. Opposites want to attract, and that's how we get tie-ups in our soil. So phosphorus is a negative.
To learn more about NH Peru and Trevar, visit chsagronomy.com. Let's look at your ag news.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments. payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees, all Ford rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500, 0.99% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA has withdrawn an interim decision for glyphosate as the active ingredient in Roundup. It says it will complete its registration review in 2026. The agency announced its latest decision Friday in response to a June opinion from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit that vacated the human health portion of EPA's interim decision after finding the cancer analysis was flawed. It also remanded but did not vacate the agency's ecological risk assessment after finding that the interim decision should not have been issued without an effects determination detailing impacts on threatened and endangered species. EPA had been facing a October 1 deadline to complete its registration, but that withdrawal was expected, according to Roundup maker Bayer. Representative Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, the former chair of the House Ag Committee, introducing a bill in the House to exempt ag emissions from the Securities and Exchange Commission's regulations to require companies to track and disclose greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chain, including farms and ranches. Lucas said ultimately the person in the field or pasture is going to be the goal of this, and that's why we can't have it. And a reminder, time is running out to comment about atrazine. The use of atrazine is at stake, a product included in more than 90 herbicide products across the U.S. and one that is utilized on 75% of U.S. sorghum acres. Don't have time to wait. The deadline to comment is October 7th. And USDA extended the application deadline for the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative Cooperative Agreements to October 6th. The USDA investing up to $12 million in partnerships to expand access to conservation technical assistance for livestock producers and increase the use of conservation practices on grazing land. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Long, hard days in the combine during harvest can take a toll. The best way to stay safe is to take care of yourself first on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A flurry of of activity, weather conditions, long hours, and large machinery combine to make the fall harvest a potentially dangerous time. Operator stress or error are the cause of most harvest accidents. Kent McGuire is an Ag Health and Safety Coordinator at Ohio State University. He says to remember that you are your most important tool, so know your limits, both physical and emotional, and take care of yourself.
To reduce fatigue, try to get enough sleep. That's your body's time to rest. Pace yourself and plan your day out the best you can. And take short breaks throughout the day. Take 5 minutes to get out of a piece of equipment and take a short walk or just something to get your mind and your body away from the piece of equipment to recharge yourself and minimize that fatigue factor.
While you're walking around, McGuire says to look over the machine for any trouble spots, but make sure everything is in place before you hop back in the seat.
Doing some of those maintenance checks and you're removing guards and shields, make sure that you put those guards and shields back on after you're done inspecting or doing some sort of maintenance on the equipment, because those guards and shields are there to protect you and anybody that might be working around the piece of equipment.
There's probably a crew of people helping in the field, so pay attention to your surroundings and any individuals walking around. Also, keep a jug of water with you to stay hydrated and have someone bring you healthy meals and snacks to boost your energy. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for safety during harvest at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Market information for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. December corn right now at $6.69 and a quarter. That's down one and a quarter. March corn is at $6.75 and three quarters. That's down three quarters. Kansas City wheat for December, $9.66 currently. That's down 10. Kansas City wheat for March at $9.63 and a quarter. That's down 8 and three quarters. December oats at $3.84 and a half. That's up 6 and a half. March oats at $3.86. That's up 4 and a quarter. Soybeans for November at $14.09 and a half. That's up three quarters. Soybeans for January at $14.19 and a half. That's up 3 and a half. Live cattle for October sitting at $143.87 and a half. That's up 82 and a half cents. Live cattle for December at $147.37 and a half cents. That's up $1.10. Feeder cattle for September at $176. That's up 62 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for October $176.57 and a half. That's up $1.57 and a half. The dollar right now is at 112.30 and a half. That's down 21 cents. U.S. dollar for March at 111.95 and a half. That's down 27 cents currently. October gold is at 16.58 and 10 cents. That's down $2.20. Gold for December at 16.68 and 10 cents. That's down $1.80. Silver for September looking at right now 18.69 and a half. That's down 18 and a half cents. Silver for March 1884 and a half. That's down 17 cents. Taking a look at Wall Street, it's been taking a beating today. The Dow right now down 525. S&P down 84. And NASDAQ down 364, trading at 11,188 shares. That's a look at your Mid-America Market Report. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Hey, Dad, did you forget my first football practice is today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid, and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
This past week was National Farm and Safety Week. An important part of farm safety is equipment safety. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Ensuring safety on the farm sometimes means having the right tools. And Tawny Larson, project coordinator for the Kansas ROPS rebate program, wants to help provide Kansas producers with those tools.
Let me just explain a little bit about ROPS. It is an acronym for a rollover protective structure. Some people call them roll bars or roll cages. They're typically a piece of equipment that is used to prevent serious injury on a tractor overturn. But they're also something that was not required in the U.S. to be installed on equipment until the 1980s. And so there's a lot of equipment out there on the farms people use on a daily basis, and they're not equipped with this important, easy-to-install device that can save lives. So the ROPS rebate program is something that we've been working on here in Kansas for the last couple years, and we actually are a partner with the Northeast Center on Ag Safety and Health. And something that has come out of this partnership is really concentrating on ag producers and the safety of producers out in the field and while driving tractors. And so ROPS rebate program is something that we're going to be hopefully kicking off here to have some type of rebate program available to producers.
Larson explains how the rebate program would actually work to help reduce the risk of injury and death of farmers in Kansas.
In the ROPS rebate program, typically a ROPS costs around $1,200. And so the program provides information to a farmer. They want to have a roll bar put onto their tractor. They can work with this and figure out exactly what piece of equipment fits. And then they go ahead and order it, have it installed. And then the typical program provides for the producer to pay less than $500 to have the ROPS installed. And so that's about a 70% rebate. So in a sense, it's the most cost-effective way to prevent serious injury and death. And so hopefully as we move forward, the program can be instituted here in Kansas and we can see a difference in what the program makes and how many lives it saves.
She encourages those interested in the program to join the waiting list online to help show the need of ROPS rebate programming in Kansas.
The way the program works right now is there is a waiting list for each state that does not provide any funding for the rebate program now. And that's an easy website to go to. It's ropsforus.org. So someone can go in and they can sign up, get on the waiting list, and talk with someone about the different types of devices that are needed, and then be ready to go if we do move forward. This is such an important topic that we can share with more Kansans, and the more information and education people have, the safer they'll be.
Providing information on the Kansas ROPS rebate program, that was Project Coordinator Tawny Larson. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.